Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Tof Kuf Lamed Tes, and we're on Sif Beis on the third line of Yud Amud Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Mishi Hilva L'Chaveru Mos, if a person lent money to his friend, Mutu L'Tovu B'Chol Amoid Ligbos Me'osov, you're allowed to go and ask that person to pay you back on Chol Amoid. And certainly you don't even have to ask the question. You certainly can go and collect a debt that's owed to you from an Akum on Chol Hamoed. What's going on over here? So the Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Zayin. Hainu afilu lelech li'ir acheres. The chiddush over here is that you even can go to another city to go and collect your money on Chol Hamoed, ulatavim sham, to go get it from that person, even in that other city. And this would be true afilu im yochol lim motzo sham achar hamoed gamkin. Even if the guy's not running away, and he'll even be around after Chol Hamoed, it is still considered something that if you can collect it on Chol Hamoed when it's due, the gvias chov bi alma ein zebichal schora. This isn't called business, and therefore collecting a debt is not a transgression of you're not allowed to do business on Chol Hamoed, and therefore even lechatchila you can go collect this debt even in another city from this person when they're a guy, and even if they're a yid. The issue footnote 7 brings down that the het to go from one city to another city, even if it's not lezorach hamoed, is because over here it's you're walking on your foot or you're going on a horse and there is no technical problem. If you're going on a wagon that's pulled by a horse, then it may be a problem because then you have the problem of mechamer. And if it's a rishus harabim, so then it could technically be a problem. Albeit, we can be makel because most of our rishus harabim aren't even rishus harabim. And nowadays, when you're dealing with a rechev or other forms of modern transportation, that there's no issue of mechamer, but there potentially other issue, and we discussed this previously in Simen Tof Kuf Lamed Vav. Certainly, there are many, many heterim to allow this. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Ches, va'afilu le'meikam imam bedina v'dayna shari. Not only to go collect the debt from him voluntarily, but if he's going to give you a hard time, you could even take him to court and collect it over there. Dershu footnote number 8 brings down other types of tvias beis din b'moed, to go take a person to court for other reasons on Chol Hamoed. So in Simin Tof Kuf Mem Hei, we're going to learn that it's permissible to go take somebody for financial matters to a court, even on Chol Hamoed, as long as both of them are willing to do so. But to force somebody to go on Chol Hamoed, sometimes yes, sometimes no, we'll have to wait till we get to those halachos, and these are also discussed in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Hei there in the Shulchan Aruch. Dershu footnote number 9 brings down to write a receipt, a shtar piron, a shover, so that's also allowed. The Shulchan Aruch brings down Tof Kuf Mem Hei that that's permissible to write it on Chol Hamoed to have proof that you've paid back the debt and can't be collected a second time. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Tes brings down the Shom Afilu L'Kabu Schari Mimenu Kahi D'Sif Aleph Gamkin Shari. You're allowed to go to a non-Jewish person and collect the debt, because you'd even be allowed to go collect the merchandise from him, as we said previously in Sif Aleph. Because here is an excellent chance that you won't get it, as we will see in Sif Ches as well. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, if you sold various business items to your friend before Chol Hamoed started, before Yontif started. So he brings down an opinion, this is from the tour, you can't go and collect the funds that he owes you on Chol Hamoed unless this person is not normally around and he happens to be around now on Chol Hamoed, so then he'd be allowed to go collect it from him, because this would then be considered the heavy kedavar of it. Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud, the reasoning is tamo the kol masu umatn shoschor, because the transactions, the business dealings of business, bein besov kehahi the sif aleph ubein betchilu kehahi the sif zeh also, because whether they're the things that we discussed in yesterday's shir or whether what we're discussing right now, bottom line is business is not considered to be allowed in normal ways on Chol Hamoed, and therefore you shouldn't do this according to this tour, this yesh misha oser. However, the Chaber brings down a more makel opinion, and this is found in the Beis Yosef, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Linira, and this is the Chaber says is his own personal opinion, Shekivan Shazokaf Olav Amos B'chovu Kodem Amoed, since he set up this money to be owed to him before Chol Hamoed started, before Yontif started, so he gave him $100 worth of goods, and now you owe me $100. So Havilei Kava, this is like a loan. It's no longer business. And a loan is allowed to be collected, even if the guy's normally around, and you could get to him after Yontif. No, a loan is allowed to be collected on Chol Hamoed, because it's essentially a davar avir. You never know when you'll be able to collect it. Right now, if he has the money, and right now he can pay you, you're allowed to collect it, because otherwise it's a davar avir. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, Vine Av Shabach Hiskim Midina L'Suar Rishon. Even though the Bach technically agrees, like the Momachmir opinion, that Yesh Misha Osef from the tour that the Mechaba first brought down, nevertheless, Mikol Mokom, Kayom, nowadays, we see, Shana Roam, Shachovus Miskaklin, people don't always pay back their debts. Things, oh, they owe me money, but then all of a sudden he's not liquid, he's not fluid, he's not able to pay me the money, and all of a sudden I don't get my money. So no arguing with Boa Bedin. So therefore the halacha is that you're allowed to go even take somebody to court. Af biyad frakmachi b'cholomot, even if it's for money that he owes you because he bought goods from you, you'd be allowed to take him technically to court on cholomot. The chashvin l'dover avi, because the bottom line is, getting paid back is, if you don't get it paid back now, and you may never get it, that's a dover avi, and therefore it is allowed. Now we go to the Ramah. Ramah says, Hago v'gam mutu likbol b'mishpat. Likbol b'mishpat basically means to go and lodge a complaint in the court. Bishvil chovosov hamutar mutvo. He brings it down from the Mordechai for debts that you're allowed to go and collect. So you can make a formal complaint. You can have the court draw up the papers to go and get your money back. So you can get whatever court papers are needed. You can go and do this on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis tells us, who wrote Salome, what the Ramah is telling us over here is the chovos habutarim litboa b'chol hamoed, something which would be allowed to collect on Chol HaMoed, as we just explained, that we just said in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. And you actually tried to take this person to court before Yontif started and he didn't respond. So mutu likbo b'cholamoid, then you'd be allowed to go and draw up whatever papers are necessary on cholamoid. Even in the Geisha courts, never mind in the Jewish courts. Because in this situation, when he doesn't respond to the Jewish courts, then you're allowed to take a yid to a Geisha court. First, you must always do things in a Jewish court. The Pasuk tells us, Ela mishpatim asher tosim lefnehem. You must go to a Jewish court. You're not allowed to go to the Arkos, the secular courts of the Goyim. Not even in Eretz Yisrael, to go to secular courts. You must go to a Beis Din. But if the other litigant refuses or doesn't respond to you taking him to a Beis Din, then you have the right to go collect your money in a secular court. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, we call Markum near it, the Hainu Davka Likbo Baal Peh. So he says this is only allowed to be done verbally. But to actually write and formally lodge the complaint, he says that's not so clear you can do that. That's not allowed. Unless in Lo Du Dover Ovid, unless it would be something that would absolutely be lost if you don't write the formal complaint now. And in the Shaar HaTzion Osi Dalet, he says, if you don't write the formal papers now and you left it till after Yom Tov, you could lose money. Then he himself could write it. You don't even have to ask a non-Jewish person to write it. Even though the Taz says that today all debts are considered the Dover Aved, he says, even though the Taz says you can collect the debt, he says you should try to do it only orally and only write it down if there's no other choice. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Vim tzorich le'amos lohotzi osam al yom tiv." If you need the money right now to purchase food for yourself for Chol HaMoed and for Yom Tov, then efsho demuto lichtov al yedei akum. Then he says, even lechachila, you'd be allowed to go write it with a non-Jewish person. And as we pointed out, if it's really going to be a davar aved, even with a Jewish person. The Ramah continues and says, "Zuchein mutu lasos zekifa im chovosav b'moed." What is this zakifa? So this is basically means to consolidate your debts. So you go to the court and they put it into a format that you'll guarantee that you'll get paid. As opposed to if you have five different outstanding debts, you may not be able to pay it, but if you give them one rate to pay back all five debts, so then consolidating it in this fashion, the Ramah says, is also permissible on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot Yud Gimel, from the Nemukim Yosef, Benemuki Yosef Mavor, Dezer Koi Al Akum. This is talking about when you're dealing with a guy. The Rotz Lomar, and the Chiddush over here is, Da'afilu im Nachmir B'Yisro, Shalo Litbo Achavos HaBimoed, even if we're going to be Machmir, like the first opinion that said you shouldn't do this to be Tovei Achov on Chol HaMoed from a Yid, Da'ar Yochel Litbo Achar HaMoed, because you can collect it from this guy who's felt to be trustworthy and around after Yontif is over. Ba'akum, in regards to the Akum, Vaday Mutal Litbo V'Lasso Zekifa. In regards to the Akum, you definitely can go and collect it from him on Chol HaMoed and to do this consolidation of your debts, because the etzlo by the guy, bevadai b'chla davar avishu, is certainly a high likelihood that he'll not pay it back. And therefore, you'd be allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. And the reason is you're allowed to do this k'kidei la'avtichon sivkot nyadalit. Rosh Hashanah, the Ramah is telling us is shayidei has a key for you chavos bituchin via this consolidation of the debt. It somehow maybe is more of an acknowledgement that the debt is really owned. It makes it into a format that's payable. You set up a payment system, whatever it may be. This will guarantee that the debt will be paid. You're allowed to do this on chol hamoed. And that's what, back to the Ramah, he says you're allowed to do this because the chol ze b'chlal dover of it. This is all considered to be a financial loss if you don't do it on Chol HaMoed. Vishari, he brings out from the Magid Mishnah and the Muki Yosef that this therefore is allowed. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Im yesh lo sechora, if you have merchandise, yim lo yim keren ato, yafsid mea keren, if you don't sell it now, you're going to lose the principal. So then, mutu lemochra, you'll have to sell this merchandise, avolim lo yafsid mea keren, but if you're not going to lose the principal by selling it now, unless you sell it now, lo, then you're not allowed to go and sell it on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Tezvav, Hainu, Avshu, Sovr, Ato, Levi, Achabe. Even though right now you're also going to make a greater profit on it. The Havaras, Revach, Lo, Mikrib, Seda. But that alone would not be enough. It has to be something that you're going to lose the principal. The fact that you'll retain the principal, but you're just not going to get a huge windfall, that you're not allowed to do in general. Now, in Dirshu footnote number 10, he brings down, Umachiras, Matbe, Azor. If you have some sort of a strange, unusual coin, and there's a chashash, shema yered shar hamatbeya achri achag, and it won't be worth as much after the yontiv, so Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down, shedino kmo chepet sh'olu l'skalko. This is like something that would spoil. Umutu l'mochu b'moyed mishum kach. This would be considered a dover ovid, and not a minias harvocha. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dira Maslow, Yafsid Me'akarin says, afilu im sofek shema yafsid gamkein mutter. He says, even if it's not clear that you're going to lose the money, but it may be that you lose the money, it's also allowed. He brings down the name of the Ola Shabbos, the name of the Marshal, and the El Yeraba. And the issue footnote number 11 brings down, Ola Inyan, asiyas malacha shalola tzorach hamoed, if it's something that is not needed on the moed. So Mr. Brewer already taught us, in Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin, she besofek dover ave, the Magen was mekel, albeit the chayadim was machmir, and said you have to do it via nochri. And the Bir Halacha said you should try to do it over there only bitzina if possible. Unless you can't do a bitzina, then it would be permissible b'fahesya. Chavetz Chaim continues in this Bir Halacha, and he says v'nira o. Furthermore, he says dim nitzrach lemos l'shalim chavosov shegiyas manim cholamoid. If you have debts that you have to pay off on Chol HaMoed, and unless you pay those debts off, the principal becomes more expensive. Let's say it's a ribbis situation with a guy, and unless you pay it back now, you have to pay another 10%, etc., something like that. So then it's also Choshev Kedavar Ovid. That's also called a Dover Ovid in this fashion as well. The issue footnote number 14 brings down a number of very interesting scenarios and a big machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, what happens if a person owns a factory? And if he closes his factory on Chol HaMoed, he has to pay all of his workers. They still get paid. They don't have a vacation that they're able to use up. So Moshe Feinstein is brought down in the Sefer HaZikaron. He brings down that this is considered im eino yochel anakos lehem yomim elu mimei achov shosam. If he's not able to give them from their earned time off, so they can't force them to take vacation days, then Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says this is considered a financial loss on a person, and he'd be allowed to keep his factory open and let these workers work on Chol HaMoed, as long as he asks the Talmud Chacham, Apishelas Chacham, to make sure that this truly is a Dover Ovid. And this is also the opinion brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan and also the Shelas Tshuvas of Arshak. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is brought down in Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasov from Rav Neuwirth Zatzal, Yesh Lefake Behedazeh. He's not so sure he agrees with this heter. He says, Yemei Chol HaMoed Yidum Mirosh. Everybody knows when Chol HaMoed is coming out. We have calendars. And he says, Kishemachashev Kamaschar Yishalim Polov, when you're figuring out the annual salary for your employees, it's based upon the expected number of days that they're going to work. And therefore, you know that they're not going to work on Chol HaMoed because the factory is going to be closed. So then don't pay them so much. But when you're paying them a set amount of money, it means that they're going to be off on Chol HaMoed because you're not allowed to keep your factory open on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, he doesn't consider it to be a Dover Aved. In fact, he says, Hariyu Gozlom, he's forcing them to work. He's stealing from them because they're not getting paid extra for that. They technically should be off then. And he's forcing them to work then. Furthermore, he says, in this situation, you're over mishum lo lifnei lo sitei mirchal, because you're forcing them to work on Chol HaMoed when they shouldn't be working on Chol HaMoed. And there's also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. So also lahasikam Chol HaMoed, you shouldn't let them work on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to let them work on Chol HaMoed because mishum shehevsed bal habayis mach maschar hapoalim einu nechshav dover. This is not called the dover of it. the Chazon Ish paskins, and he says that technically the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Aruch HaShulchan, these are the halachically correct opinion, that it is technically a Dora Oved. However, he says, Mikomako, Me'acha Shebedor Hazeh Refuya Ma'och Miras Hamoid. Kilchosa says nowadays people willy nilly left and right they just transgress with working on Chol HaMoed. Nobody really pays it much attention, and they say everything is heter, everything is heter. So he says it's royal. It's chazik was ill. Hashbis es mefal. He says if you can at all do it, you should close your factory. And ubemalkum she'ein anoshem ishtal yosish. Even though everybody else keeping the factories open, you close your factory, and this is a great thing for a person to do. And he says we have a proof of this. He says in general, if the din is that you're allowed to do certain types of melacha on Chol HaMoed for a dover of it, and some chacham comes along and his goes in not to do it, you don't have the right to go and say that that chacham is wrong. No, ain lechacham acher lahatul hem. Another chacham shouldn't go and do this. Finally, the very last part of this Dirshu footnote, the very last paragraph, the very last part, he brings out for Nissen Kailitz as well. Shem bala bayis doresh mipoel laavor. Laavod uma ayimalov shem lo yavod yiftar oso mimushar. So if you have a worker and you want to force him to work, you say, I'm going to fire you if you don't work. Then the worker is allowed to go work. He doesn't have to lose his job if the boss is forcing him to work. The boss shouldn't do that, but if the boss is doing it, so the worker is allowed to go work on Chol HaMoed, he doesn't have to lose his job. That would definitely be considered a Dover HaAved. The Mechaber continues and he writes, if he's going to sell this item, and he's now going to have a lot of extra money, the Yotzi, Yosef, and the Simchas Yontif, and he'll spend more money on Yontif, and in the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maslow, the Yotzi, Yosef, and Simchas Yontif, he says the same would apply if he's going to spend more money for Chol HaMoed, so then Mutul Limkor, then he would be allowed to go and sell this type of merchandise, because it's enhancing his Simchas Yontif. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Tezayin says, Komokum Shniska Loshen Zeh, Ein Tzorch Lotzi Kol HaRevach, V'dai Mitzaso. You don't have to spend all the money, just part of it. The issue footnote number 12 brings down, even if this revach is because on Chol HaMoed there is a special day of the Shuk, and you can sell it at a higher price then, and you'd have to sell it at a lower price after the Yom Tov is over, after the days of the market are over. So the Rosh brings down, Shalamro Shalachar Moed Yimkor Bimachir Zol Yosem Yom HaShuk, since you're going to sell it afterwards for a lower price than on Chol HaMoed, Ein Zeh Hefsed HaKaren. That's still not called a loss in the principle. Even though we normally look at something as what it's selling right now and not what it will sell in the future, and therefore, so therefore it should look like if he's going to sell it for 80% of the cost after Chol HaMoed, and now he sells it for 100%, that should look like a 20% loss. So Rav Nissen Kailitz, that's how it brings down, by business we don't say that. And Ein Zeh Nechshav Oved Ela Behefsed HaKaren. It's not called a loss in the principal in this situation, and you would not be allowed to do it. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot Yud Zayin tells us you'd be allowed to go sell it in this situation. But you can't do it with your store wide open. Keep it open only a little bit. So when the person comes to get it, it's done bitzina. Otherwise, as the issue footnote number 13 says, then if your store is wide open, then that's a clear cut that you're allowed to do business, and you are doing business, which is not allowed. So only if you do it in a tzina dick away. The Mechaber continues and says, "V'nira li, my own personal opinion. It's also brought down in the Beis Yosef, and it appears this is the opinion of the Mordechai and the Rambam. Shalu ne'emru dvarim halol el mishiyesh lamos muatim. This is only allowed to sell this stuff for a greater simchas yontif for a person that has nothing else. V'chos aleim, he has very little money, and he is not going to spend it on yontif. Milhotzi kolkach l'simchas yontif, and he'll have a very bare bones yontif and Chol HaMoed. V'loy lamos berevach yomotzi yosef, and if he had a lot of money, he would spend." More, so then you're not allowed to go in this situation and sell it on Chol HaMoed if you have more money. If a guy has enough money to go spend it on Simchas Yontif, he could actually purchase whatever he wants, but he won't do it unless he makes extra money. Then he's not given permission to go and do this. However, the Chofetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel, he says, the opinion of the Taz is, this is only if you're an extremely wealthy person, Muflog Bashiris, you're Bill Gates, so he doesn't worry, well, I can make an extra $100, so I'll spend it on Simchas Yontif. But most people aren't in the category of Bill Gates, and even though they may have a decent amount of money, Baruch Hashem, but they're not going to go spend that extra money unless they have a little bit of a windfall over here, unless they have a little bit extra made, and therefore, Matirim Limkor Kidesh Yotzi Yosel Simchas Yontif. If this doing this extra little business will allow them to spend more money for Yontif and Chol HaMoed purposes, he's allowed to. The Sefer Na'ar Sholem Mefakbek Advarv, the Sefer Na'ar Sholem disagrees with the Taz, and The Chofetz Chaim doesn't indicate which opinion he prefers. With this, we conclude today's shiur.